Now that was all because it was all connected to the abuse and being abused by someone that's involved in the occult. It wasn't that she was involved in the occult at all. So after that, after she got free from that, I asked her the question. I said, "Are you free from all the sexual abuses?" And she said, "Yes." And that's all it was. Next one I want to look at is pornography. You may wonder why what's connected here. But I'd like to share something with you. Pornography is dedicated to Satan. And spirits applied to it to attach to the viewer. I can't say that all pornography is. I don't know if it is or not. But I definitely know that some is. The pornography is taken into a temple room before any of copies are made to sell. And a coven, which is 13 satanic priests and witches, pray over and apply spirits to attach to the viewer. It not only opens the door to immorality, but it actually opens the door to demons. And when you start dealing with this stuff, you end up dealing with demons. And sometimes you will hear stuff coming out of a person's mouth that is not their voice. And when you're dealing with that stuff, as soon as you hear that stuff, you need to be ready and attack it right away. The occult is a serious problem in our area, and I've only touched on it briefly. There's a lot more to it. There's healing practices. There's so-called games. There's fortune telling. There's divining. Communicating with the spirits of the dead. There's books, exercises, movies, and the list goes on. Immorality in music. We are created with three drives. We have a spiritual drive, which is we were created for that to be the most dominant. Our relationship and our walk with God, serving the Lord Jesus Christ, sharing the good news of the gospel with others, helping those who are struggling, and reaching out to the less fortunate. Spiritual drive needs to be the most dominant and the strongest in our life. We were created with a physical drive. And we were created for this one to be under control. The physical drive here I'm referring to is our sex drive, and it was designed by God. It's not dirty, it's not bad, it's not shameful. It's not to be trashed or to be resented. The sex drive is sacred and holy. And the third one is psychological. We do have a psychological part of us as well. We are created for this one to be in harmony. And this one will be in harmony when the spiritual drive is the most dominant and the physical drive is under control. Then the psychological part of us, or the soul part of us, will be in harmony. When we start into moral failure and our physical drive becomes sensual, which causes the spiritual to diminish and the physical drive overpowers, the psychological part of us goes crazy. Part of us wants to do what's right, and part of us wants to do what's wrong. It's not, I want to do what's right, but I still do wrong. There's actually a huge struggle between us, or inside of us, that's going, part of me wants to do what's right, and part of me wants to do what's wrong. And extreme cases of this can actually lead to schizophrenia. And I'm not saying that all schizophrenia cases are this, but it can lead to that. Now I'd like to look at, with that same idea, with those three drives, when we look at music. If you want to see this chart some more, I do have one in my binder here, and I can go over it in more detail. I'm just afraid I might run out of time, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. But if you notice in the middle there, you have the spiritual drives, the psychological drives, and the physical drives, which is in reference to our spirit, soul, and body. Music, the part that feeds the spirit, is the most creative, and it helps to raise our spirit toward God. And that is the lead part of a song. And I'm actually going to use hymns that we sing in church to describe this. Okay? The soul part is the arrangement of chords and support with the melody. So it's not that it's necessarily wrong, but the four-part harmony actually has a part to play in as far as the spirit and the soul. Then the body. Music is like a pulse, or the rhythm is like a pulse. If there's none, it's dead. If you don't have pulse, if you were laying on the floor and for some reason or another, one of the first things the paramedics would do is come to see if you have pulse. If you don't have pulse, you're probably dead. Same thing with music. There is actually a rhythm. The earth has a rhythm that's 8 octaves lower than what you can hear with your regular ear. And that rhythm is exactly the same as your heart rate. I'll leave it at that. If there's a throbbing rhythm or throbbing pulse, if you can feel your pulse in your head, you've probably got a pretty severe headache. I know what that feels like. And we would call that sick. But when the rhythm is concealed or it's there, but it's not overpowering, that's healthy. And I could go into the rising and the falling and the harmonizing and not harmonizing at all, repetition and variation, and how that all plays into it too. I'm not going to take the time to do that. But if you want some of that information, I can go over that with you. Now I'm going to look at it from the perspective of immorality, music, and the occult, all intertwined. Sometimes people ask me the question, well, is what music is okay and what music isn't okay? Now I'm going to say that I think all of you that are honest would tell me that it doesn't matter whether churches allow or don't allow music. And I'm not trying to say that you should or you shouldn't. But we've got a very similar problem right straight across the board in churches that allow it and that don't allow it. The ones that don't allow it, there's usually people doing it in secret. But I'd like to look at a few different aspects of music. One is country music is extremely immoral. It's full of lust, cheating, fornication, adultery, stealing, etc. And if we're going to feed on that, that is what we will become. It may not be outwardly for a while, or that people can see it, but on a heart level. What is in the heart will show up in other areas of life. I do find it interesting that some people have told me that, and I'm going to name two artists that sing gospel music. One is Dolly Parton, and one is Willie Nelson. And there's people that have their gospel music in their home. What they don't know is that they are not Christian. They don't even want to be Christian. They are actually Satanists. I did some research, I did some looking, and I was surprised myself. I didn't realize that. Dolly Parton's favorite music group was Led Zeppelin, which is a heavy metal rock band. And they came out with a release, I think it was either a year or two ago, and they named that one Lucifer is on the Rise.